God in heaven declared me the believing sinner that asked Christ to be his Lord. He declared a judicial righteous decision in heaven. He declared me innocent and not guilty forever and ever because I was placed in his Son.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Hello, everyone. Today on Love Never Fails, Pastor Bill continues his series from the Epistle of Philippians with the conclusion to the message, To Be Found in Him. Now let's listen in.
Now we all know what that word rubbish means, amen? It means literally like scraps thrown out to the dogs. They're worthless. It literally means dung. You know what dung is, okay? Dung stinks. Are you with me? Okay, that's what the word literally means. So he says, I suffered the loss of all things. That went all the way back. When did it happen? The Damascus Road experience. What did Paul lose? Well, he lost his friends. He lost his standing in Judaism. He lost his family, his reputation, his religious privilege. He said, they're all dung. They're all trash. You remember the first pastor of the First Baptist Church years ago, before Jeffress and before W.A. Criswell, Dr. Carroll. He said this. He says, when I was converted, I lost my religion. That's a good word. Man, when I was converted. See, listen, we can all be religious. Did you know that? See, you see these beautiful flowers that Sarah made for us and all through the church. Aren't those beautiful? They're dead. They can look pretty, but they're dead. They've been cut. You understand me? They look alive. They even smell alive. And they're pleasing to the eye and all of that. But the only thing that's sustaining them is water if there's any left. Does that make sense? See, religion looks good. It looks good on the outside. Oh, I got my big King James Bible. I can barely carry it. Oh, look at it. It's 500 years old. Look, it's marked the pieces. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Never missed church in my life. Baptized 15 times. It looks good. Maybe it sounds good. But it's pretty, but it's not alive. Religion has no life. Only a living relationship has life. And so that's what Paul is saying. It's just all rubbish. Listen, Christ is our life. Christ is our example. Christ is our goal. Christ is our strength. All of us should always ask yourself, and I've done this so many times in my life, boy, especially when I was younger. Have you ever honestly and sincerely just sat down, get away from everybody else, and made a true evaluation of your own life? You know what I mean? Well, I come from this family. I hope you come from a wonderful family, a godly family, or from a family that's, you know, like the Kennedys or whatever, or that I have all this money, I have all this achievement, I have, you know, my PhD and my master's and my bachelor's and my CNN and ABC and, you know, all the whatever the rest of them, you know? And I have all these accomplishments, and I'm on the board of directors of this church and this and that, just all these different things. I think that it's wonderful to enjoy them. But loved one, listen to me. What are they compared to knowing Christ Jesus? I count everything as loss. It's rubbish. It's dung. Matter of fact, I put in my notes, everyone in the church, we should all say together, dung, but I'm not going to do that. But that's what it is. Do you understand? See, the only thing that we have going for us is Jesus. Amen? That's it. And that's what Paul is trying to get across to him. And when we get to verse 9, it to me is holy ground. And you know, yesterday as I was putting this sermon together here at the office, and in my office rather, you know, I was going to cover all the way through the other verses, you know, 14 or whatnot. But when I landed on that verse, I couldn't do it. I said, the Lord, I just knew it was almost like my office was flooded with the Spirit of God or something. He says, no, you got a camp right here. You've got the people of God, Calvary Chapel, the church here, son, they've got, I want them to get verse 9 in their hearts. And look at it. Paul says, oh, everything in my life, everything that I used to be, I count as dung. I count as loss. Oh, and he says, and be found in whom? In Jesus. He says, oh, be found in him. Watch this. Not having my own righteousness, my own legal works ethic, my own righteousness. Remember what Isaiah 64, 6 says? That our righteousness is as filthy rags. Filthy rags. That's the way God sees our own righteousness. He says, oh, I don't want that at all. He said, that comes from the law. Look at it. And that's what Paul spent most of his early life doing, is trying to be saved by keeping the law. He says, oh, no, to be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law. Here it comes. But that which is through what? Faith. Faith in whom? The object of our faith? Christ, not works, not human merit, the righteousness which is not our own. Look at this now. The righteousness which is from God. How does it come? By faith. Man, listen to me now. Paul says, I want to be found in him. And listen to me. If you are truly a born-again believer, you are not only found in him, but you other people will know you as being in him too. Amen? Yeah, that's the proof right there. Paul says, oh, to be found in him, that means that Christ is in you, and that means this, that everything Christ is, you now possess because you are in him. Amen? Oh, you are one with the Lord. We are his body. You're united with him. To be found in him requires only one thing, and one thing only, faith. That's it. You have to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, loved one. To be found in him means that you are not only saved, it means that when you are found in him, meaning Jesus, it means that you will forever have an eternal, you stand in an eternal right standing with God forever and ever. You are eternally accepted by God. This scripture is so incredible, and there's only one way that can happen, not through any righteousness that you possess or you have your own legal relationship with God. No, no. It has to be a righteousness that comes only from God the Father. See, what we do not have and what God demands, God says, I give it to you if you trust in my Son. Amen? Oh, what a great scripture this is. You know the scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he, meaning God, made him, meaning Jesus, who knew no sin. What did he make him? Sin. Do you see that word? Sin, not sins. He made, behold, the Lamb of God who take away the sin of the world. All of mankind's sin. Amen? Oh, I look and I say, oh, Lord, you're so wonderful. My sin has been taken away. Why? Then the scripture continues in 2 Corinthians 5:21, that we may become the righteousness of God in him, to be found in him. Listen to me. God loves us so much that God treated his own son as a sinner. Do you understand? On the cross, he treated Jesus as if Jesus had sinned all the sins of the world. Sin had to be paid for. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen? And I look and I say, oh, Lord, you treated Jesus the way I should have been treated. You know, Lord, you treated the one who never sinned, and you accredited my sin, the world's sin, to him, and our sin has been taken away. Why? Well, because by the deeds of the flesh, the works of the law, no person will be justified in God's sight. It takes a special, unique, perfect righteousness. I have taught years and years here one of the doctrines that I truly love, and that is the great doctrine of justification by faith alone. And, you know, I told the early service, I said, you know, before I became a pastor and started teaching God's Word, I never heard one sermon on the doctrine of justification by faith. Never. And I always was trying to to get God to accept me. Do you understand? Okay, Lord, I know I'm saved, and I would come to a scripture in the Bible, and I'd go, ah, that's killing me, I'm not saved. Do you know, you ever do that? Oh, never. Did you guys ever do that? Oh, yeah, you bunch of sinners. No. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, and I didn't know what justification was by faith. I never even heard of justification by faith when I was saved. But when I became a pastor, started teaching God's word, then I went, oh, Lord, listen to me now. You know what it means to be justified with the Lord? It means this. To be found in Jesus means that God the Father now treats you as if you had never, never, never sinned. It means to be found in Jesus, to be found in Him. It means that when God sees you, He treats you as if you had been perfectly obedient to Him every day of your life. Just as much as Christ was perfectly obedient to the Lord. Are you with me? Now listen, I'm not talking about our practice. I am talking about our position, our spiritual position right this minute that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's what it means to be found in Him. It's called imputation. Imputation to where you take something that belongs to someone else and you put it over into their account and it remains there. Read the book of Romans, the first 5-6 chapters, and count how many times the word impute in the New King James Version is used. Now listen, to be found in Him means that none of your sins, when Jesus died, did He pay for every sin? Okay, He said it's finished, didn't He? Okay, so that means that He paid for all the past sins of mankind. He paid for all the future sins of mankind. And all the present sins. Amen? Okay, so listen. To be found in Him means that none of your sins, when you get to heaven, will ever condemn you. Do you understand me? Romans 8:1. Now, you'll get in trouble now. It'll cost you. Amen? Sin is lawlessness. It'll cost you every time. But when we go home, the Bible says in Romans 8:1, because now that we're in Him, it says, therefore there is now, right this minute, present tense, and we can even say now and for all eternity, there is no condemnation, there is no judgment to those who are what? In Christ Jesus our Lord. So that means this, today, tomorrow, for all of the rest of your life, there is no judgment because we have the perfect record of Christ Jesus to our account. That is our position. But to be found in Him also means to be known as being in Him. Amen? That's right. You're living for the Lord. It's not just, okay, I'm saved. I can live any way I want to. The Bible is very clear that, you know what? God loves you and He chastens those that He loves. It's not the absence of divine discipline. If you're not being disciplined and you get in trouble, then you know what? You might probably not be saved. Okay? But here's the deal. If you truly, in your heart, in mental and your heart, spiritual, all of it, if you do not believe in the doctrine of justification, this incredible divine truth from God, this fact, then you remove or just, you've removed your foundation. You've removed your foundation and also all of your spiritual progress. We hate it if we fail, if we sin. Amen? But you know what? Listen to me. We struggle. You know, I thought that when I got to my age right now, after all the years reading the Bible, doing just what you do, praying and studying and memorizing and meditating and renewing my mind, I thought by now I'd have it made. I'd be walking on water up here. It ain't so. Every decade of your life brings new trials, new temptations, and you think you've overcome the fears of the last decade, then you get a little older and you've got this whole set of new fears you have to overcome. Amen? See, the thing is that we struggle through this life sometimes, but we struggle without condemnation. We fail in this life sometimes. We hate it, but we do so without being condemned. Do you understand? Condemned by God, because we are fully accepted by God. That is our position. And when you have that kind of mindset, you know that when you blow it, and you don't want to blow it, but when you do, you go, I know that he still loves me. I know that I don't have to earn his love back because God's love is unconditional. It never changes for me. When the prodigal went out, do you think that God's love, oh, look at him. He just took his dad's inheritance, and look what he did. He blew it on unrighteous living, girls, and chewing tobacco and all the rest of the things they do in Texas, eating barbecue. You know what I mean? No. The prodigal father, when he saw the prodigal son, you know what he did. Man, he ran to him, something in that day Oriental men did not do of that age, that time frame. Give me the robe, man. Let's cover up his shame. Go get his sandals. He's not a slave. Get that ring. Get him back in authority. He's my son. Listen, that's what God does. God's love is unconditional. We don't have to earn it. Man, he loves us so, so much, loved one. There is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. And for you to be able to lose your perfect standing with God means this. To be found in him, to lose that, that means that Christ has to lose his perfect standing with God the Father. See, it's no longer I who liveth, but Christ who liveth in me. Amen? Yeah, it's not about me anymore. It's about who I'm in and who you're in, loved one. Now listen, that's true. And you know why it's true? Because your standing in this life is not in yourself. Boy, put that in your heart. Your standing in this life is not in yourself. It is in Christ Jesus our Lord, because you are found in him if you are born from above. Listen, your acceptance before God is not in yourself. The reason that you are accepted before God is because of Jesus Christ, because you were found in him. Let me read this right here that I wrote down early this morning. I said, you are as accepted as much today with all your sinfulness. Let me say this. Anyone get mad today? Don't raise your hand. You know what I'm saying? Do you have a fight with your wife? Do you have a fight with your kids? Did you lust after something? Did you covet somebody's car, somebody's home? You understand? Did you drive on 820? I know you sinned. Are you following me? So in all of our sinfulness, do you understand? Let me read it now. You are accepted as much today with all of your sinfulness as you will be when you stand before the throne of God in heaven. You know why? You are complete in him, not complete in yourself. Listen, all those years ago, there, you know how I came to Christ, there on the beach with the hippie that led me, walked up and said, hey, you look like you're looking for the truth. And that's what I was. You know, I had the Falstaff in one hand and a Marlboro in the other. You know what I mean? The sun was rising on Jack's Beach. And he said, well, you shall know the truth. Truth will make you free. That's my life scripture, John 8:32. And I received Christ Jesus right there. Now listen to me. The reason I said all that is it. The moment that I asked the Lord Jesus, would you be the Lord of my life? That very minute something happened. I didn't know what happened. I knew I was born again. But something happened that I didn't know of until years later. God in heaven then declared me the believing sinner that asked Christ to be his Lord. He declared a judicial, righteous decision in heaven. He declared me innocent and not guilty forever and ever because I was placed in his Son. Now listen to me. I am no more justified this moment than I was nearly 50 years ago. Are you listening to me? Do you understand? Why is that? Because justification doesn't change. Justification, the great doctrine of justification is this. It is a fact. It is not a feeling. It is something that happens to you, not in you. Do you understand? This is one of the greatest doctrines in the Bible, loved one. Man, it's a one-time act. It's never to be repeated. It's not a process like sanctification, okay? We're declared innocent. And we will never be declared guilty again. Justification, just as if you've never sinned, is not pardon. You know, pardon is when you get a ticket or a speeding ticket, or you go to jail, or you know, you whatever happens. And then is it on your record? Ask your insurance company. Your automobile will tell you. Oh, look at that. You know, and is it going to be there? It's always there, unless you go to driver's ed and get it off or something. I don't know. I don't think that even works anymore. What I'm trying to say is this. Justification is not pardon. You know, justification is the great delete button. In other words, your sins, as I told the early service, our sins right now, they are as far as the east is from the... How far is that? If you're going east, you'll always be traveling east, won't you? You cannot calculate that distance, loved one. They're completely gone. They're completely removed. The delete button, it's like it never happened. Now, that one-time judicial act, man, to be found in Christ, to be found in Him, Christ in me, the hope of glory. You know, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone, any race, any color, any nation, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, new creation, to be found in Him, in personal union with Him. I have never before in my life heard of anyone being in another person. Never. I mean, in another person. No one has ever been in the founder of another religion except one, Christianity. Again, Colossians 1:27, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Amen? The founder of Christianity is a person. He is in you. Look at the word again in verse 9. To be found in Him and all that He is and His perfect, spotless, sinless record is into our account, loved one. When God sees you, He sees His Son. Is that unbelievable? Every day of your life. Yeah, but I just blew it. I just got every day of your life. You run to the blood of Jesus. You run to the throne of grace. Amen? Yeah. Oh, loved one, listen. You studied the religions of the world. Have you ever anyone say to you, I'm a Buddhist and Buddha lives in me? No, you've never heard that. They don't say that. Or Muhammad, he lives in me? No, he doesn't. He's dead. So is Buddha. They're not alive. Jesus is alive. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and He lives in you. Amen? And I say, oh God, You're so good. There's only two people a person can be in. Either in Adam, all die. In Christ, all shall be made alive. Amen? So you either in Christ's family or you in the Adam's family, all right? And there's no other way around it. And the only way to get out of the Adam's family is therefore to be, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. And it says, old things. New creation means something that's never existed before. You're a brand new person. It says, old things have passed away. Your relationship with Adam is over. And you know what? You cannot, no matter how hard you try, you can't get back in the Adam's family. You are now in Christ's family forever and ever and ever. It means you've passed out of whatever death really is. You've passed over into life. It means that you're not hell-bound. It means that you are heaven-bound. It means, like it says, and behold, all things become new, like the great doctrine of justification by faith. Let that become new and alive in your hearts. When God sees me, He sees me to be found in Him, the one that He sent to pay for the sins of the world. I am complete in Him who is the head of all principality and power. Amen. Oh, Lord God, He's so good. Loved one, listen to me now. Do you know the Lord? Paul had to suffer loss in order to be found. He had to. Here's the deal. The devil is a liar. He comes to steal. He comes to kill. He comes to destroy. And he blinds the mind, mental blindness. He blinds the mind of those who do not believe in Jesus. Why? Because he don't want you to be born again. He'll tell you in the mind, he'll go, oh, man, look at your achievements. Look who you are. Did you hear that stupid pastor say that all the things that I've done in my life are lost, or nothing compared to Christ? I don't need Christ. I'm my own woman. I'm my own man. Are you listening to me? Paul said, I looked at my life, and it just didn't add up. It was just all a loss, and I gave it up. I left it all to be found in Him, and to be found in Christ means you're not a dead flower arrangement that looks pretty. It means you are in union. He is the vine, you are the branches, and you draw life and sustenance from Him. Amen? That's how you live this life. To be found in Him also means that you are known by others to be in Him. Listen, Paul says, I suffered loss to be found in Him. And to be found in Him means to live for him.
Pastor Bill continues his study in Philippians on our next broadcast, and we trust that you'll tune in once again. We appreciate you listening to the broadcast today. Until next time, may the Lord bless you. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.